While we're on the topic of health care, let's return to that modest $52 trillion plan put forth by Elizabeth Warren, shall we? A mere $52 trillion will get you government-provided health care that may or may not get you coverage. It's a convenient plan where you'll stand in line, wait months, and maybe you'll survive, and maybe you'll get your service, and maybe you won't, but it'll be a mere modest $52 trillion. By the way, as it's been described, her health care plan may be the longest, dullest political suicide note in American history. You know, the longest, dullest political suicide note in American history being that the health care plan of Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, Joe Biden back on top of the polls again. He's not aware of it, but he's there. I'm sorry, is that mean-spirited? Here's what I'm getting at. Elizabeth Warren talking about where the money will come from. Armed with a wealth tax and higher corporate and personal income taxes, she promises to finance $800 billion in additional aid for K-12 education, $1.25 trillion in free college tuition and student debt relief, and then more than $3 trillion a year, because Bernie's plan was $3 trillion a year. Hers is more like $5.2 trillion a year. And how do you get there? Only by taxing the wealthy, she says, and overhauling the healthcare system to slice $3 trillion to about $1.1 trillion, a figure that you obviously can't take too seriously, but that's how she gets there. Now, according to her website, a wealth tax would generate about $275 billion a year, but that estimate doesn't account for the usual tax avoidance. Let's be honest. Rich people can figure out how to get the heck out of here. But let's be generous. Let's give her 60% of that, $135 billion. The top 1% in America, those earning about $500,000 or more a year, would pay an estimated $1.2 trillion in federal taxes in 2020. If you double that and you allow for the tax avoidance that will occur with some folks, maybe another $500 billion comes in. And doubling the corporate tax rate, which is projected to yield about $250 billion in 2020, well, that would encourage lots of people to pack up and run to Ireland and elsewhere. Well, it's easier today. You know, the bulky machinery and so forth is for a lot of these companies, they're tech companies. They grab a few computers and a couple of filing cabinets and boom, they get on the plane to Ireland. Life is good. And so for all of the Ivy League towers that have been put forth and the Ivy League advisors, you only dig out about $800 billion total. It's not there. It's not there unless you really start digging deep. So the point being is, it's not. And here's what I want you to hear: Bill Gates, billionaire, asked this week on CNBC, "What about all of this new taxes? What about all of these new taxes being put forth by Elizabeth Warren and others?" It's bite number four with Bill Gates. Bite four, go.
You know, I've paid over $10 billion in taxes. I paid more than anyone in taxes. But I, you know, I'm glad to have paid, you know, if I'd had to pay $20 billion, it's fine. But, you know, when you say I should pay $100 billion, okay, then I'm starting to do a little math about what I have left over. Sorry.
Yeah. I could pay. I've paid $10 billion. I could pay $20. I can survive that. But when you say I got to pay $100 billion, you start to scratch your head, because basically you take the most successful, enterprising visionaries in your economy, people that have seen the future years before the rest of us did, and confiscate everything they've earned. And as Gates pointed out, you can't take away the incentive model. The finest and the brightest have always gravitated toward the best reward, which is why we used to have a lot more doctors from the United States than we do now. Doctors used to be able to make a lot more money, but with all the regulations and limitations and so forth, it's not quite that way anymore. And here's the big question to Bill Gates. The big question to Bill Gates was, who was a strong and harsh critic of this president, of President Trump. Bill Gates doesn't like this president. And he was asked straight up, head on, well, what if it's Elizabeth Warren running against Donald Trump? And that is very likely a possibility out of all of this. What does Gates say about this? Let's go to bite number five. Bill Gates talking about Warren v. Trump. What happens then? Bite five. Go.
Have you ever talked to Elizabeth Warren about any of this
not.
Before? Would you? Would you want to?
You know, I'm not sure how open-minded she is. Or that she'd even be willing to sit down with somebody, you know, who has large amounts of money.
Okay, so let me make it complicated for you. You've been, politely say, public about your misgivings about our current president. If Elizabeth Warren were the other candidate, what would you do?
You know, I'm not going to, you know, make political declarations, but I do think no matter what policy somebody has in mind, a professional approach is even, as much as I disagree with some of the policy things that are out there, I do think a professional approach to the office, whoever I decide would have the more professional approach in the current situation probably will weigh, is the thing that I'll weigh the most.
Bill Gates flat out refusing to say he would support Elizabeth. How could he support Elizabeth Warren? Her plan is a recipe for financial disaster for this country. It's a recipe for disaster for this country. Because $800 billion a year in taxes from the rich and the corporations and so on and so forth, not going to get you there. You know, these big corporations, there's like this thing that exists out there that's this magical unicorn that just creates cash for her to use any way she wants. Doesn't work that way. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.
Seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.